A week of questions on Kennedy Malloy. Questions were certainly asked about how a cruise ship crashed into the dock in Venice.
The pier is where the riverboats stop.
Yep.
We were supposed to go about 400 metres past that.
Guys, have they offered an explanation post-crash?
No.
No. No explanation's come out from anybody.
The bar got a canning last night.
Tommy Gleisner revealed the questions he's been asking Google.
How do you get rid of...
Okay.
This will be Jane's search history.
Bed bugs?
Oh, I had dandruff.
Herpes for me.
Okay, there you go. What's the average size of... Don't do that.
Mick was questioning who should sit on our table at the Logies.
Can we have Carl on our table?
I don't think Carl wants to be on next to you either.
Maybe I'll take his ex-wife.
You're being very scurrilous and rude about people this afternoon. Just be very careful.
Dickie Wilkins?
Well, you've been rude about Dickie as well.
No, I've just been quite. He's got a massive schlong on
him.
He does.
That's not being rude about
him. Heard.
Okay, I think this segment might be over.
I think it might be too.
Yeah.
But this question for Lee Sales should have the ABC publicity department a little worried.
Will we see you at the Logies?
You will be seeing it.
Oh,
yes.
Let's get on one of the Goldie. Let's go Cocoa Bananas. Let's go on an old school bender.
Bring out the West Coast coolers.
Oh, yeah.
Meet you at Bad Girls.
Okay.
Tom Ballard had questions about the release of the Elton John biopic Rocket Man in Russia.
The Russian release version of the film. Cut out all the gay sex scenes and the drugs as well.
So if you cut out the drugs, what have you got, about 3 minutes?
And the sex scenes.
It's him singing Honky Cat and Candle in the Wind for 20 minutes.
And Mick, for some reason, thought our finance guru, Scott Pape, could answer this question.
How do I download an app?
Oh, my God. Don't answer that, Papey.
How do I...
He's not joking, Scott. This is a problem.
If I wanted to do that, should I contact Apple directly or...
Give Apple a call.
Jane is off to Uganda later this year and had this question for Dr. Chris Brown.
I just had yellow fever, typhoid and hep A today. Anything else I should have for rabies?
Well, the Logies are only a few weeks away. You can probably top up a few other things while you're there.
And speaking of jabs in the arm, Mick was questioning why he felt so sick after his flu shot.
Because they put like a poison in you, isn't it? Is that what they do when they...
Yes, that's,
flu?
That's the medical way they talk about it, yes.
I'm actually an immunisation nurse.
Oh.
You can't get the flu from the flu vaccine.
To be honest and fair, Vicky, you're just a nurse, not a...
You are.
Oh.
Ouch, words. Vicky, ouch.
Fighting words with the man with the man flu.
Oh.
We all questioned why Jane chose to eat on the air.
Brilliant this week for us, the last few weeks.
Sorry,
are you eating something? Jeez.
You're a professional.
What have you got in your mouth?
What is it?
Cough it up. Feels like
really...
a bad dog. Bad dog.
Dave O'Neill's wife had questions before his vasectomy.
My wife was against it initially because she said, what if I die in a car crash and you meet someone that wants to have more kids?
Why would she think that? Mm.
Well, I said, I'm not going to...
Unbelievable on both counts. It's not a lot there, though. I would have thought your vasectomy is your current haircut. That's
But has anyone ever really asked the question, I wonder what Mick and Jane smell like?
I have a natural male musky odour, which I would like to point out seems to be quite attractive to the ladies. Often I'm like the Pied Piper. I walk through the office.
Well, I like to wear nice perfume.
It's a bit heavy-handed, though.
Not really.
It's like a stripper, you know. When you get the,
well, that's a compliment.
Of course it is.
My age.
Finally, there is still a question over what birthday Jane is celebrating.
You don't turn 60 very often. And
I've told you what I think about that. Do you dare say again that I am 60 when you know I'm 45? That is outrageous.
Split the
terrible.
But the biggest question this week was, would we receive the birthday message for Jane that we paid Charlie Sheen to record in time for today's show? And the answer was yes.
Well, hello, Jane Kennedy. It's Charlie. And this birthday greeting is courtesy of Mick Malloy. Rumor has it that you're hoping for a $10,000 handbag for your birthday. Or something from Aldi. From your best friend in the whole world, Mickey. Have the best day, sweetie. Mwah! I'm out.
Oh, wow.